Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Diving into some deeper names here at the running back position, we're going to go with Jake Funk out of Maryland, Chris Evans out of Ohio State. So I'm doubling these guys up, trying to give you as much content as we can, just so we have stuff to reference, when players get valuable. I spent the better part of my day in a cafe, which is actually really nice after not being able to do it for a year. I've been able to get in there and drink some coffee and watch some tape uninterrupted. And so spent basically like 5 hours of a deep dive just going through a whole bunch of guys. So all of it's fresh on the mind. Going to do a bunch of recording here on it and here. So you have these pods. So Jake Funk out of Maryland. I saw his pro day numbers, and I instantly said, this is something I really need to look into. And when you sort of look at it, right, 4.43 at 204, so his speed score is 78th percentile. That's pretty good. 86th percentile in the vert, 77th percentile in the broad jump. So you say, okay, some explosive stuff. Problem is two torn ACLs in his career, basically was essentially a one-year player for all intents and purposes. 23 catches in his career, 0.81 yards per route run. I think he's going to need to be like that dynamo role, right? That receiving role. Not a ton there to suggest that from a stats perspective, that's what's going to be the case. But, maybe you can say, and something I'll probably look at in future editions, one of the problems with the PFF data is there's just not a ton of history of it. So, getting some historical comps is tough, but I think we might be able to, use some comparisons versus conference and stuff like that. There might be some adjustments we could make. But that number is 24th percentile. So a little concerning there. Again, it might not necessarily be all on him. I will say when you watch the tape on him, he can make some effortless catches. And like off your body, behind you, sort of on the run, adjust to it, all those sorts of things. I mean, that was really the things that jumped out to me on him. So I do think he has that potential. And so that would be the thing that I would say with Funk is he's going to need to, it's probably going to be day three at best. The injury history there is certainly going to, hold him back. But when you look at the other thing I would say is when you sort of look at some of the other stats, his career market share of targets, 81%, that's 77th percentile. So again, it probably says something about the passing game there that they just weren't really focused on throwing to the running back all that much. And that's one of the things, like he was 86% market share in terms of receiving yards. So that was his role essentially. That's just probably something that they don't super specialize in. So that would be the cautionary thing that I would say about the yards per route run data. And it hasn't, I've done some testing on it. It hasn't been super predictive either. So that would be the thing that I would look at. It's I think our best metric outside of the market share and the breakout stuff. But it gives you an idea, I think, of both usage and of how they did on that usage. But there's still a lot of uncertainty when you transfer to the NFL. But it did jump off the screen to me, his ability to catch the ball. The question that I have with him when I was watching is he doesn't really make anyone miss. He's 204, which is fine for sort of the role you're in, but he kind of just runs into people or tries to avoid them. He doesn't have particularly dynamic contact avoidance skills. So that's really the thing with him. I would say is like he doesn't have a big time make you miss. He doesn't have a stiff arm, anything like that. I don't think I ever saw. He almost runs like a fullback. It was really interesting when I was watching him. So, but yeah, he's pretty effortless in the passing game. So that would be the thing that I would say about him. He's going to need to be, almost in like a Tyreek Cohen type of role. But you sort of look at that You know, he's no, I'm not comparing him to the college profile, but that's more of the role that you would need to see him in the NFL. And, you know, with the ACL injuries and all that stuff, like day three undrafted is totally within his range of outcomes. But the testing stuff makes him relevant. And I think some of the pass catching film makes him relevant as well. So he's going to be more, you know, day three UDFA fringe, you know, round late round three, yeah, into round four, round five or rookie drafts. That's kind of where we're looking. Chris Evans is the other one out of Michigan. So he was actually fairly good in terms of his yards per route run, 1.57. But the craziest stat I saw was 160 total yards as a senior. So that was pretty disappointing there. He's at 211 pounds, but doesn't look that. Was just my initial take on him. Like when I always watch the tape before I know anything about the player, just so I don't have any bias when I'm watching it. And I didn't see 211. And I saw 195 in terms of play style and movement. And so I was a little underwhelmed by some of the tape, and I was a little underwhelmed by sort of how he finished his college career. So those would be the two things. The reason I think he's particularly relevant is some of the testing stuff. So 211 runs 4.44, 20 bench presses, 40 and a half vertical leaps, so 40.5, broad jump of 127, short shuttle of 4.14, and a three cone of 6.56. So when you sort of look at that, that gives him a speed score of 108. That's 84th percentile. That vert is 95th percentile. The broad jump 97th percentile. The three cone 99th percentile. So when you look at that, right, that's a pretty freaky testing profile. So I think he probably tests better than he is in terms of his functionality as a football player. But I think it's worth noting when you sort of see some of these different profiles, just to keep an eye on this, because that's something, you know, that is definitely something that could find him some relevance. 29.4 BMI, that's fine. And yeah, I mean, it's just testing out of this world in terms of some of the stats. He's almost a half a second under expectation in terms of his size for the three cone. That is just an absolutely crazy number. So some stats here in terms of his production. It's a really good receiving profile. So 1.57 yards per route run. So that's 82nd percentile. So you really, really like that. You know, but the usage, some of the usage, which shouldn't shock from the 160 yards, some of that is down, right? So when you look at it, he's like 38th percentile in terms of market share targets, 32nd percentile in terms of market share receiving yards. You know, so that's the concern there, is what's the deal with the usage. I didn't see anything with regards to him missing time with COVID. It gave him credit for most of the games. He just didn't play all that much. So I'm not sure what the full deal is. I guess we'll see. He's more of the, again, he's kind of like Jake Funk. He's in that UDFA range more than he is in terms of like day three guy for the, for like grinding the mocks and that sort of stuff. So that would be the thing that I would say. He was split out a ton when he was, in the plays he was running, he was split out running pretty clean looking slants, for example. Like just the movement stuff in the receiving game was pretty interesting. You sort of put him in kind of a little bit of a hybrid role or sort of a move role. I think that could be something that he could be really good at. So I'm not sure if he's going to get up there in terms of the pedigree. But that is something I think that's interesting in terms of potential usage. I don't think he's particularly powerful. You saw him bail, you know, you saw him get wrapped up and sort of like, just wrestled to the ground. Like that's not great in terms of when I watch, and you watch how guys get tackled, and sometimes you just see guys get tackled really awkwardly and that they're not in control. Whereas you look at a guy like, you know, this probably isn't fair, but you look at a guy like Najee Harris is definitely in control. And when you see a guy like Chris Evans, despite the testing and despite the athleticism, he just isn't really in control of the contact or in terms of the balance or anything like that. Like, it's almost like he's getting the blow delivered to him rather than neutralizing it or delivering it on somebody else. So that's the question and concerns that I have with him. I don't necessarily see him as an interior runner or anything like that. Where a guy like Funk actually was, grinds his legs and does all those things. That's not really something with Chris Evans that I saw. But you can definitely see the receiving stuff, right? Over the middle, in contested areas. That is some stuff that really jumped out with Chris Evans. So that's really the story on him. Again, I think he's interesting from a potential, it's very much a potential day three UDFA, watch type situation for him. So that's Jake Funk and Chris Evans, Funk out of Maryland, Chris Evans out of Michigan. So covering a little bit of Big Ten football here. That'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.